not getting a lot of the dough, you're getting more vegetable.
We are delighted to have you here again on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our last episode, NBA champion and vegan foods entrepreneur John Sally invited us into his home and dazzled us with his organic gourmet pizza making skills. Today, we'll get to see how John's famous pizzas turn out straight out of the hot oven, and learn how to make his signature marinated portobello mushrooms with a fragrant side salad that's sure to please even the most discerning diners. We hope you've brought your appetites. Now, let's step into John's kitchen.
All right, so first thing I want to do, because it's going to take a little bit of time, is I want to get two organic portobello mushroom caps. I went and picked these up. Portobello mushroom tops, I take the pieces off because I just feel like it. I get this wonderful thing right here called Seven Season Salt. Just kind of douse it as much as possible. Light soy sauce. Soy sauce right on it, and it'll marinate in. Olive oil, I love oil. And this is some real good. I got this olive oil, it's called Foyer, it's $42 a bottle. What else do I want on it? Balsamic vinaigrette. Now, people are wondering, man, it's a lot of different sauces. Don't worry about it. Trust me. You're going to like this. All you flesh eaters, you're going to like this. See, we use all the same stuff you use on flesh, but better. And this is one I add a little different. It's a little bit of agave. Just a little bit of sweetener. A dab would do you. Celtic sea salt. Celtic sea salt, 80 minerals that you don't get in refined salt. Dab. That's the Portuguese say. Perfect. Then I take the top, put this off to the side. All right, I'll let that sit. And the reason I let that sit is so it can marinate. Usually I let it marinate more hours, but today, since you're here, I won't. Now that that's that way, we're gonna get to the, what was this marinating? I usually cook in one pan, but I cook in more. It's my wonderful wok. One of the things I do, I always line it with my seven season salt. A little bit of black pepper. Heat it up. Now this has been sitting here marinating for a while, sunk in. I would have rather more time, like an hour or so, but the 15 minutes is cool. So I cut them in these really thin slices. Very, very thin slices. That's how I slice through. And the reason I do that is this portobello mushroom has the consistency of flesh. And so we can substitute that sometime when somebody feels they need to have a substitute. And I do it within the bowl so I can keep them lined, however, making sure I'm doing it right. And it doesn't waste another piece of dishware. And while I'm doing that, I'm hearing how hot that pan is getting. I have a saying that my mom used to say to me when I would get in trouble for burning something. I said, I burnt something. She goes, how? She goes, you left the kitchen. Never leave the kitchen when you're cooking. And we'll almost at that point. A little bit more crispy. Here we go. By the time that finished, this will be finished. I made the pan hot. And making the pan hot, the pan is now simmering down. That way I don't get rid of all the nutrients or cook them out. Because you know, once you put fire to something and you change the component of the fire, you know, you no longer have all the nutrients. So I like a little, I like it to be a little hot when I eat, not everything raw, which I do eat raw food. We do this, and get all the juices throughout the whole thing. There we go. A little bit of juice on top of it. Keep the same pan. The worst thing about cooking on TV is you can't smell it. Just shake the camera up and down. It smells good, right? Some good smelling stuff. Just keep it moving, just like they do in Chinese restaurant when you see them using a wok. Pan is hot. Pan is hot. Make sure you're using the proper pan, too. This wok, unbelievable. This is Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan pot right here, man. Here we go.
Don't go too far. We'll be right back after these brief message. You're watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
Not getting a lot of the dough, you're getting more vegetable.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, where today we are in the kitchen with NBA champ and vegan founder of John Sally's Foods.
Okay, so while we wait on the pizza, we'll get the first part. There you go. I'm letting the pizza get more crispy because my wife said I had to make pizza today. So, as you wish. More spinach. Much more spinach. Celery. Good for your breath. Good for your digestion, too. I'll cut up the onions. I want them sliced really thin. Separate the onions. I don't like when they all clump together. You get one big taste. Now, these are the sweet onions. Really, they are even called sweet onions. Got more peppers. Make it all different flavors and different colors. Just like the world. We are. <I'm not. laughs> So let's start. Anyway, here's the choice we're making. See how I cut that? It's a little variation. You want to add a variation to your foods. You don't want everything to be the same. That'd be boring. I think that's it. Gotta look again. Yes! When I say perfect, I mean perfect. So we'll let that cool down for a second. Something really good. Ah, smell that. Smell good. It's that sweet basil. If I can put this in everything, I'd put it in everything. This is unbelievable. I roll it like that. And I cut it. fine as possible so I can scatter it. This right here, you can just put this in your mouth and you get good breath. True. True. I wouldn't lie to you. Somebody told me and I believe them. All right, here we go. See, and I'm cutting on a plate. You don't have to have a cutting board. Ceramic, easy to cut on. Use as much of all the food as possible. Matter of fact, use all of it. I just think it's important. Those are called tomatoes on the vine. That you add a lot of color to your food. The more color to your food, the better. The reason I'm cutting this tomato this way is when you get an open piece and you can eat around it and you're eating a salad like you would eat a regular meal, if all you're eating is that salad, believe it or not, you feel like you had a full meal. So you get full pieces. Some pieces are chopped up, some are full, just like life. Right now I'm full. No comments from the peanut gala. This pizza is going to be unbelievable. Part of the reason I even started all this is, trying to be healthy the whole time, but I wanted natural food to taste as good as I know it can taste. Be the change you want to see in the world. Right? That's what I heard. So I wanted to see a change in natural food. Celtic sea salt. I'm not going to put any sauces on it. Let me tell you why. My wife likes to put her sauces on herself. You know, independent woman type thing. So this is Italian right here, Italian seasoning herbs. The seasoned salt, the pepper. Here we go. Seven season salt, constantly, always using seven season salt. And just in case my wife forgets to use amino acids from Bragg's, just a dab, just in case they try to get around it. Yeah. Mix it all up, see? So, here's my salad. That's the mushrooms. And let me tell you what the cool thing about the mushrooms. It's the finishing touch. White truffle oil. Right on top of the mushrooms. Really good taste. Okay, this is the deal. That's the all vegetable crispy. This one I call the tosh. This one I call the bomb. You grab these in case you want to set them up for somebody and you want to lay them in on the plate. Lay them in like that. That's when you're doing presentation. Not the best presentation, but good presentation. Sit around, come over here to your natural, a little bit of garnish. Did you notice I was growing my own garnish? Don't worry about it. Not a lot of people don't pay attention to the big, small stuff. Okay? A little bit of white truffle oil. Just drop it on top. Voila. Turn here, set your salad up, show you how to set that up. So you got the cucumbers, everything is inside it, the onions, the basil, all set up. So your salad on the side of it should look as good as well. Your food should look good, If you look good, your food should look good. If your food is ugly looking and big and bulky and looks like it's going to hurt you, why? Don't eat that. Like, a little crazy. Next best thing for you, unpasteurized apple cider vinegar, unfiltered. Great for your digestive, your skin, your hair, if you want hair. I choose not to have it. God agrees. And that's it. And then you get a slice of pizza. So that's your presentation. Looks like anything. All the food, all natural, all wonderful. There you go. Namaste.
Such an enticing visual treat. We offer our sincere thanks to John Sally for so warmly welcoming us into his kitchen and sharing these delicious recipes that will surely help inspire a vegan trend worldwide. Blessed viewers, coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Sending you wishes for a fulfilling weekend rich in divine expressions. To find out more about John Sally's organic vegan food line, please go to www.johnsallyfoods.com. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.